Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We are back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Corey Majors, Kevin Hagelin, the famous Mike Bassick, and Alec Medford all hanging out with you on your lunch break, if you take your lunch break at noon. But guys, it is time to ask this question about the Cowboys. Which Cowboys players can actually get better next season? And this question seems self-explanatory. So I'm going to try and
still explain it if you want.
I feel like, Kevin, let me roll my idea out on this. There are players on this team that Jerry Jones expects that a lot of the younger players will grow into veterans or year two guys. I heard Broaddus and Brad Sham talk about this and Zach Wolchuk on the post game show, and they used the line, hey, they aren't young players anymore. And so that means there are at least a handful from this draft that got opportunities that the Cowboys are saying, we're going to rely on them to grow in an offseason. I think that's a little unfair, but that's the way the Cowboys do it. But if they do, it can be good for them. Now, are there other players, too, that were maybe in their second year that just got a little bit of time this year and can grow even more? Because, Kevin, if you look at that free agency list right now, 22 free agents for the Cowboys, it appears.
Yeah.
And that's just the unrestricted free agents. I think there are maybe four or six other types.
But we like our own.
Yeah, exactly.
Sign your own free agents.
So guys like Jordan Lewis, those are the types of names that I'm like, oh man, you know how much I love Jordan Lewis. I'd love to have that guy back, but did he earn that spot?
Because I think we'll go over the antithesis of this tomorrow. It's like, who's just not getting better? But I actually do think there are a lot of Cowboys players that could get better for 2025. And I think you're spot on with the way you described it, because that's what Jerry and his team are telling themselves or talking about in the building. Hey, we need all these young players who are already paying nothing or are under contract to get better. I think there's a lot that can. Cooper Beebe, Sam Williams. Well,
you want to just start with Cooper Beebe?
Let's start with Cooper Beebe, because that makes a lot of sense. I'm not saying he was bad this year. We'll have another player. I'm not saying these rookies were bad, but it makes sense that you could get better from your rookie year.
He grew throughout this season. He got better throughout the season. There was an early roller coaster, and that should be expected. A, dude changed positions, played a position that he didn't play, and said, I'm going from guard to center. And you knew he could play that a little bit because there are similarities in that spot. But the communication at the center position is so valuable. You have to be able to you kind of have to know everybody's job. And as a rookie, you're still trying to find where the bathroom is most of the time. So you're trying to figure out your own job. And so
you better find that out in a hurry, or you're going to go to the bathroom on yourself.
You don't want to do that.
Good point.
Or out in the middle of the field, and then coach is going to be mad at you. So Cooper Beebe had that opportunity to grow. You saw some bumps. I think two things. A, needs to get physically stronger this offseason, which I think he can. I think in a Cowboys offseason, after your rookie year, you can develop the strength that it takes to go up against other 300-pound men. That not just the boys you were facing in college that you knew you might be able to take on, but 300-pound men that are trying to kill your quarterback or your running back. So with Cooper Beebe, Kevin, he might have the highest ceiling for me, because I think there's a lot more. Yes, I'm
okay.
Guyton was so bad.
I don't hate it.
Guyton was so bad that maybe his ceiling could be further away, but I feel like Cooper Beebe can get to that ceiling quicker.
And Guyton is on my list too.
Yeah.
In terms of, I thought he was disappointing this year. And I know some people get upset about that. They're like, hey, come on, he's a rookie. I get it. Your first round pick at a position or a set of positions where the Cowboys have been amazing at picking in the first round. And you've seen him struggle a lot. That doesn't mean Tyler Guyton can't be really, really good. It's just he really, really wasn't. So I think Tyler Guyton is another good one. And I like that both of them are on the offensive line, because if it works in your favor, that's a pretty sweet upgrade to your offensive line if they both get better.
And Stephen, and I know we're going to talk about Sam Williams. They talk about guys like that all the time.
Sam Williams, definitely.
Look, hey, that's a free agent right there. Not really, like in that grand scheme of things, but I understand what they're saying. To stick with Guyton before we move on, though, he has a variety of flaws that he has to correct. And this can't be an off season where he goes and says, you know what, I made it, time to go vacation and relax. This should be his off season where he says, you know what, not good enough. I have to be a Pro Bowler next year, and I got to be ready for whatever else is to come. And that's going to take a lot of off season work outside of the star.
And know that.
Well, I guess he actually does a lot of his work with Manyweather over at the star.
But know that a lot of those holding calls came because he got beat.
His footwork was, I want to say, miserable, because those holding calls are because you're reaching, your technique's bad, your balance is off. And he was slow off that on that left foot. He's got to get better at that. And I don't know if they're going to decide to move him. This is another thing too. You go in an offseason and they say, we're moving on from Terrence Steele, and they're going to flip Guyton over to the right side. Now he's got a whole new position. I know he's like, oh, tackle is tackle. No, it's different. Your body does some different stuff. We talked about that with Tyron Smith years ago. He goes to the Pro Bowl, and they move him to the other side, and now his knees hurt a little bit because he's not used to that.
So you might think this next one's wishful thinking. I don't think it is, but if it is, we could be in trouble. Jake Ferguson. Jake Ferguson has got to get better and also understand the snap count. Like, I'm just not sure why we continue to get false starts from Jake Ferguson, but he looked more like a fourth round pick this year. He did not look like the way he did the year before in 2023, when you were like, okay, we don't need any more tight ends. Like, this is our dude.
Yeah.
And then he really fell off a cliff this year. And I know injuries are part of it, but even when he was out there, not the same.
Injuries didn't have anything to do with the penalties. The
True.
Penalties were focused. That was all of his penalties this year were focused. The drops that were like very easy catchable balls, that's focus right there too. And so for me, toughness, we know the dude's tough. He's got the personality of, I'll run through a wall for Dak and I'll show you. But you got to have the focus like it's the best game of your life.
Question back at you based off of Ferguson. Do you believe that there's the possibility that the higher draft pick Schoonmaker will be your better tight end next year?
Yeah.
Personally, I do not. But obviously,
I saw some progression from Schoonmaker this season in the absence of Ferguson that I liked. And I feel like, you know, higher draft pick, going to get a few more opportunities. They want Ferguson too, but the Cowboys have proven many times they'll move on from a tight end. So I feel like they'll be like, hey, you know what? If a contract's coming up, we can give this other guy your reps.
I'm really bullish on Jake Ferguson, but maybe that'll come back to me.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You're like, oh, okay.
I was too, Kevin, until this year, and I gotta see him bounce back big time next year.
And I know people are continuing to call him a bust, and I understand why, but I'm gonna say Mazi Smith.
Okay.
You last year, I saw no flashes, nothing. This year, it's not where you want, especially as a first round pick. But I at least saw some flashes where I was like, okay, I get it. Like what you thought you were getting. Does that
Marcus Mosher, you know, I don't love everything that he talks about, but he puts up a lot of good numbers. Okay. And he threw up numbers and Mozzie's numbers this year were lower than his rookie year. And people were like, well, what's going on there? And he said, well, the first part of this season was bad. The last part of the last seven games
was good.
Were a lot better for Mozzie Smith. And so if you want to go back and watch just specifically him, the first part of the season, last part of the season, you'll see that difference. Here's my concern and question. He's not a guy that I think is going to do it himself. Mike Zimmer put a lot into molding him this year. Mike Zimmer might not be back next year.
Man, and he really let everybody know that, didn't he?
Yeah, and Zimmer's one of those guys, or Mozzie's one of those guys where, as Broaddus has said multiple times, you kind of have to put your arm around him and bring him along. What defensive coach are they going to bring in? Maybe they keep the defensive line coach. Maybe he's back. What defensive coordinator are they going to bring in that's patient enough to say, I'm willing to hold your hand while we do this? Or is he, what I would say, Kevin, is his leap, his next step needs to be growing up and doing it on his own without having anybody else saying that they're going to help him along the way.
And this is a weird part of this question, because like part of me is kind of encouraged that we have so many options, but another part of me is discouraged because I think the Cowboys will do that same thing and be like, who do we need to add? We got this guy coming up. We got this guy coming up. We got to get this guy coming up. Marshawn Nealand and Maris Leafau.
I think they
both
can grow.
Popped into my mind.
I think that Nealand can grow from the physical standpoint, getting stronger as a professional football player, just like Cooper Beebe. I liked some of the things that I saw from him this year, but one of the things I'd like him to add is more pass rush skills. I felt really comfortable with him in the run game until his injury was there, and then the whole Cowboys defense can't stop the run, and that looks bad. I like Marshawn Nealand a lot, but I don't think that anybody really expected him to carry the load that he was going to have to take this early in his career. But that's what,
for sure,
that is the way it is. And the Cowboys are like, we're draft for depth. But the Leafau is an interesting one, Kevin, because there was that big run play in the last game where he just blew the assignment. Micah crashes down, takes out the quarterback and Leafau, or the running back, and Leafau's like, all right, and quarterback's gone.
Micah looked at
him. And so I want, what's that? I'm sorry.
And Micah looked at him.
Yeah, he was like, I did what I was supposed to do. So I need Leafau, as much as I love like the almost reckless abandon he plays with, because you need to have that physicality at the position. I need him to get in that book a little bit more and be the heady instinct guy that comes along with it.
Another question for y'all. Jalen Tolbert. Because if you just look at the numbers.
I'm done.
Okay. Hold that thought for just 5 seconds. If you just look at the numbers, you're like, what an incredible achievement. If you watch the games, I wonder how many people feel the way Corey does.
Corey, to me, he's a number four receiver. So I'm not done with him. Like, and I think Corey, you're probably on the same page as me. Like, not that he can't play in the NFL.
I had higher expectations.
But he's a number four. He doesn't have very good hands. He doesn't consistently get open. At times, you know, you're just really disappointed. Yes, he did make some plays. That's why I'm saying he's not a non-NFL player. But if you want to have a receiving room that makes sense going into training camp, you say he's our number four, and really he's not competing for three and definitely not competing for two, because he is, I think at this point, what he is. He's a guy who's going to survive in the NFL for a while, being like a number four receiver for a lot of teams. So there's injuries, he steps up, but when you're healthy, he's your fourth receiver.
Yeah, I'm in that boat where I had a lot of higher expectations. You say four for this team is not a same four for other teams either, because of how much they look at CeeDee Lamb one. And so I don't know if they're going to be a team that's like, hey, look, we want a true number two or a potential number one as our number two, because CeeDee Lamb's our one. So it might just be a bunch of number fours as those options there. But I'm not, I don't, I had higher expectations for Tolbert. He hasn't gotten there yet. And if he's going to take another leap, I need it this year.
We have no clue how the draft's going to play out. But, you know, in a perfect world, I guess in the first or second round, you get a receiver you really like. Maybe you bring back Cook. I don't know if the Cowboys have any interest
in
that.
I'm curious about that.
But maybe you get him at a discount because of how many injuries he kind of had with you. And he's been bounced around seven teams or whatever it is in the NFL. And isn't it weird how Cook at the end, you're always like, he wasn't bad, but he wasn't maybe what we hoped for. Exactly. And that's been his whole career.
Yep.
Now, expectations have gone down every year. For the most part, his expectations have gone down just a little bit with every organization. But if you had, let's say, a rookie guy you liked in the first or second round, and he's your number 2/3 to put along with Cook, who's your 2/3, you have obviously CeeDee Lamb, who's one of the best in the NFL. And now Tolbert is battling with... you have, why am I drawing a blank? Your guy that's awesome at returning kicks and punts.
Turpin.
You have Turpin, you have Tolbert, and you have one other person.
Jalen Brooks.
Yeah, there's your six guys. And then you're kind of like, all right, like I think that would be nice.
How many catches do you think Brandon Cooks had this year?
40?
38.
26.
Heck yeah.
On 54 targets.
You know what we call that? Discount. Right? Isn't that what the Jones family are looking
at?
At that point, if other teams
Let's
don't
not
like
pretend like the Rangers aren't building their bullpen the same
we're
way.
We're about to go over the old bullpen. It went from it's going to be a young bullpen to it's going to be an old bullpen. Is like you look at it and you go, all right, if Cook's at 1 year, $4 million, now maybe he gets more than that. But at that point, I think that's a really good deal for the Cowboys. And in a way that you didn't make the playoffs, that guy had a bad year and an injured year. You can go, heck, we can bring him back at a very discounted rate and make sure. Thing is, he's probably going to get hurt again in Cooks. But like, you know, like Tolbert, push him down. But if you draft a dude in the third or fourth round, you cannot rely on third and fourth round picks to immediately come in and make impact. Sometimes they do, and that's awesome that they do. But you can't rely on drafting a receiver in the third or fourth round and going, he's going to be ready for the NFL.